This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Winter is back. The extreme cold warning continues, and we could have feels like temperatures in some areas down around 10 below.
The good news, there's been nothing more than a dusting of snow throughout much of the state. Mostly just frigid temperatures and 35-mile-an-hour gusts.
Too much cold. Never feeling something like this.
Just bundling up, having fires at the house, and eating chili for dinner.
I've gotten all over and had some health issues, and I'm not surviving this very well.
So far, so good for the state's power grid. But the Electric Reliability Council of Texas has issued a weather watch, with supply and demand getting tight this evening. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And speaking of, today, some people have been without power.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
Yeah, right now, Oncor is reporting 515 outages in Dallas County. There are 330 in Tarrant County.
Well, we escaped the worst of the weather today, but Love Field and DFW are still dealing with delays.
Flights are being de-iced, so that can lead to a wait on the tarmac before taking off. But one couple arriving from Las Vegas say they were glad to get here to DFW on time.
Halfway through, there was a little bit of turbulence, but yeah, the turbulence last week going out was worse. It's really not going to change what we do. We lived in Omaha. This isn't that cold.
Another guy was delayed leaving Washington, D.C., so he had to reschedule a connecting flight to Abilene and wound up without a seat. He was waiting to get his bags and was thinking of driving the rest of the way.
When you've got 1,000 bags stacked up somewhere, and, you know, there's people that belong to those bags, and it'd be nice if they did something besides say, oh, it's canceled.
Washington, Charlotte, and Cincinnati are dealing with winter weather. Thunderstorms are causing delays in some spots in Florida. At DFW Airport, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It is freezing, but a lot of pet owners got to do what they got to do.
This man says he has to get out here in this cold to walk his Austrian Shepherd.
She loves the cold. She loves going outside. I mean, she's got a pretty thick coat to her, so I just like to bundle up. I wear a lot of layers to keep myself warm, and that's how I like to stay warm out here.
With temps like we're seeing today, you can get frostbite on exposed skin in minutes. So layer up, and remember, your pets can get frostbite too. In Dallas, Georgia Alfreda's News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, we are seeing a record number of flu cases in North Texas. Dr. Jeffrey Metzger, the chief of emergency services at Parkland Hospital, says the winter weather doesn't help.
One of the big things we see is when it gets cold like this, people tend to congregate indoors, and that can allow them to spread those viruses to other people as well.
Now, he says the good news is that there haven't been any spikes yet at our emergency rooms.
Well, during the winter storm of 2021, we lost power, pipes burst, people died. Can utility companies be held responsible? That's a question before the Texas Supreme Court today.
The utilities code requires the TDUs to follow ERCOT's protocols. So when ERCOT orders the TDUs to shed load, we have to interrupt electricity service.
Now, the lawyers report, for those that are suing the utility companies, call their actions negligence.
They could have rolled the blackout so that one person has power for 45 minutes and then another person loses power for 45 minutes and it rolls. They left the switches off. They did that on purpose because they were consciously indifferent to people freezing to death.
Now, if the court rules against the companies, it could mean a major shakeup in how Texas handles power grid failures.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, everyone. So in these freezing temperatures, some of you are dealing with the misery of no power. On the Mid-Morning Mic Check, KRLD's Mike Rogers and Austin York talked to Carrie Dunn with Encore about this situation today.
We've had a few different kind of things hitting our system and impacting our customers aside from just the cold temperatures. We've got 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts in different areas. We have, unfortunately, had a few reports of vehicle accidents that impact our lines or poles. And then we have seen some stress in our equipment because of this cold weather. Thankfully, we've been monitoring the arrival of this cold front for the past few days. So our team members are out and about. They've been pre-staged, and we'll be responding around the clock to restore any power that goes out as quickly and safely as we can.
And so we're not expecting these power outages or any of these power outages to really last a long time if you do have one.
So the challenge with cold outages, which I would appreciate the chance to go over, is that if you have an outage that's impacting, say, 100 customers, if we turn all 100 customers on at one time and you have 100 houses that heat starts blowing full blast and all that electricity goes at one time, we may overload our equipment. So the extra challenge with cold weather outages is that we restore people in smaller batches at a time to make sure you don't have that run on the system that would result in an additional or a longer lasting outage. So I do want to say that I appreciate everyone's patience. I recognize anytime you're without power, especially when it's this cold, it can be a real challenge. But we have plans in place to make sure we can address outages in this weather in the way that is best to get that equipment up and ready and better to restore our customers.
Well, you know, if nothing else, at least we're not looking at a repeat of 2021.
Absolutely not. We are not seeing the same circumstances that we saw at that time. But again, our focus right now is just making sure that our crews are out, they're ready to respond to any outages, and they'll be working in 16-hour shifts around the clock. So anything that takes place, we'll be ready to respond and get that power back on.
Once again, that was Mike Rogers and Austin York speaking with Carrie Dunn from Encore.
Dallas cops arrest someone in a hit-and-run crash that killed a little girl over the weekend. She walked along Beltline Sunday night near Preston in far north Dallas. Nope, they don't know why she's out walking alone, but another car hit and killed her.
That driver of that vehicle did not stay, did not render aid.
They've now arrested the man, charged him with a collision involving death. People believe in cards and flowers at the spots where the girl got hit.
Lawyers for death row inmate Robert Robertson file a new appeal with the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals.
It's the first appeal since a bipartisan group of Texas lawmakers intervened to delay his execution in October. The appeal includes new expert opinions claiming Robertson's capital murder conviction based on shaken baby syndrome was, quote, based on discredited and unreliable forensic science, and that he is actually innocent. His lawyers wrote there was no homicide, only the tragic death of his very ill little girl. Robertson's daughter, Nikki, died in East Texas in 2002. His attorneys say she had two types of pneumonia, had been misdiagnosed, and put on medication that harmed rather than helped her. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Measles cases popping up across the state. And it has health officials concerned. The State Department of Health Services is now reporting 58 total measles cases so far. And Texas Chief State Epidemiologist Dr. Viren Shetty says this must be taken seriously.
This is a disease that is incredibly contagious. It's something that we need to make sure that not only our individuals, but our communities and populations are protected against this. The best way to do that is with vaccines.
So far, there are confirmed cases in Gaines, Terry, Lynn, Yoakum, and Lubbock counties.
How much would you need in the bank if you want to just up and go see the world? Study finds it might not take as much as you think. The average person would quit their current job and pack their bags if they had just under $288,000 in the bank. Gen Zers say they'd only need $211,000 to be convinced. Boomers, a little more realistic, with a need for $335,000, but a half a mil if they want to do it up in luxe style.
In fact, all I want to do is dance. Dance. Dance.
Sometimes you just can't help it. New research finds music can make your body move, and there's really not much you can do about it. Scientists say grooving to the beat is biological. It's a way to express how much we like music and even show up in people who say they don't like music.
Arlington Police Department inviting you out to their next community event. It's called Shop Talk. It's happening on Friday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Legends Classic Barbershop. They say events like this creates an opportunity for their officers to go into local barbershops, beauty salons, and schools to talk to community members about any concerns or requests they may have. Some people in North Texas have to endure the temperatures for the safety of others.
This time around, it's not the snow causing problems. It's the extremely cold temperature. Tow truck drivers are ones who don't stop because they usually get more calls during this time, so they have to be prepared.
Extra layers, just extra layers, and try to be as quick as I can. Mm-hmm. Yep. And try to stay dry. That's the biggest thing.
Emergency services also don't stop. MedStar says when wind chills reach 20 degrees or less, they'll upgrade responses that might not normally require lights and sirens so they can reach patients faster if they're outside. They also equip the trucks with extra supplies for warmth.
We load up our ambulances with extra blankets for days like this. With the elements being as cold as they are, we'll go through quite a few more of those than we do on a normal day.
And they also make sure the paramedics are staying safe themselves.
We make sure our crews have got extra layers on and that they're protected from the elements when they have to be out in them.
In just the last 24 hours, MedStar has responded to at least 30 calls for cold exposure, and two of those were severe hypothermia. So definitely have to be careful out of these temperatures.
That is NBC5's Vince Sims reporting.
Texas has welcomed millions of new neighbors moving in from other states. These people are finding out, for the most part, Texans are pretty friendly. New report takes a look at the friendliest neighborhoods for newcomers around the country. The researchers looked at the cost of living, safety, and communities to come up with the scores. Texas put three in the top 10. Kingwood in northeast of Houston is second overall. Only Elkhorn in Omaha, Nebraska scored higher. Southside in Corpus is third. And Northwest in El Paso is fourth.
He used to live on the south side of Corpus Christi.
Did you like it? Was it really friendly?
Yeah.
It deserves a place then.
People are getting more used to artificial intelligence in different parts of our lives, but there's a place where we tend to put the brakes on it. A new study finds 43% of Americans say they do not want to have AI conduct their job interviews. A third say they'd give it a try. Another third says they're totally okay with it. It's more of the boomers and the Gen Xers that say they don't like AI doing job interviews.
Well, that whole trend of bringing old things back might have reached its limit. Someone wants to bring back a car from the 80s.
Everybody needs a Yugo sometime.
I bought my Yugo because now I can afford a brand new car.
I think it's fun to drive, and it beats my old car.
Well, the Auto Plan reports a college professor grabbed up the rights and money to bring back the Yugo. He's hired a Serbian designer to come up with the new plans for the car. The original car lasted for 28 years and disappeared from the roads in 2008. They're planning to bring it back as a car that a family can afford. The makers could have a concept car ready to go in just about 2 years.
I don't think I've ever heard of a Yugo.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
It was originally made in the 80s and early 90s in what used to be Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. So that's where the Yugo name from. And it was just a garbage car.
Not the best, huh?
No, not even close.
Well, Texas finally has a winner in the $83.5 million Lotto Texas drawing for the first time since last June. The one winner is a courier that bought the ticket for another customer at a store in North Austin. And now the lieutenant governor started an investigation into that store. In fact, he went to the winner's corner store in person to actually talk to the owner about that winning ticket.
I had a question because Winner's Corner is also affiliated with a courier service who purchased the ticket. It's Jack Pocket is the name of the courier service. Winner's Corner is the name of the retail outlet. Both affiliated or owned by DraftKings.
Well, there's a lawsuit where the old lottery director got accused of fraud from a jackpot that hit $95 million after a courier service bought $25 million in lottery tickets for that drawing.
524. It's time to check your money.
This was a picky little market, but happily they picked or anointed maybe the a lot of the major stocks that are in the averages to go up. So all the averages were higher today. Dow was up 71 points. NASDAQ was up 15. The S&P average up 14.5 and recording a new high. But, man, there were some major casualties today. But just around here, Wingstop finally missed on revenues. This stock was just priced to perfection, I guess. But Wingstop was down 13%, down $41 a share. Celanese, the specialty chemical maker, down 15 bucks. That's a 21% drop. Brinker International was down a little over 3%. Down $5.68. Cinemark on some weak numbers was down $4.50 a share. Instead, then on the upside, Texas Instruments moved in very un-Texas Instruments-like fashion. It was up 5% today, up $9.86. McKesson was up $3.32. Overall, the averages were higher, and the S&P average closed at a new high. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.